Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. Today we're talking about bikini, a word that everyone knows, but maybe not everyone knows the origin of.
As Xiaohua just said, almost everyone knows what a bikini is. But just to be clear, the bikini is a two-piece swimsuit with a bra top and panties cut below the navel. So it's not just a two-piece swimsuit. Specifically, it is a fairly revealing two-piece swimsuit.
比基尼我们都知道是什么意思，就是一种两片式的由胸衣还有三角裤构成的泳衣。
Now, and it's really interesting, there are actually lots of different bikini variants, basically just has the kini or the ini at the end. So you have the monokini, the microkini, the tankini, the trikini, the sling bikini, among many, many others. And we'll talk about what those are specifically a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. So where does the word bikini come from?
Well, interestingly enough, it actually comes from the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean, where the United States actually tested its first peacetime nuclear weapons. And so, really, I mean, the word bikini has nothing to do with the actual meaning of bikini. Bikini in the local language of that area basically means the surface of coconuts, right? But the original designer of the bikini named it after Bikini Atoll because he was hoping it was going to be just as...explosive as the nuclear bomb test.
I see. 所以比基尼这个词其实是来自太平洋的一个小岛，叫做比基尼岛 （Bikini Atoll）。在上世纪40年代的时候，美国曾在比基尼岛上试爆过原子弹。Bikini 在当地语言中的意思呢是椰子的表面，但这并不是 Bikini 设计者用这个词给泳衣命名的原因。他是希望这种泳衣的发明效果或者影响力会像原子弹爆炸一样。
And so, the French mechanical engineer who actually came up with the bikini, the reason that he did it, he actually was working at his mother's lingerie shop, and he noticed on the beach that many women, they had two-piece swimsuits that were fairly modest, you might say, but he noticed that many women were actually rolling them up to get a better tan, and that's how he came up with the idea for a bikini, so a lot less fabric. The thing is, at the time, it was hugely risque and deemed inappropriate for many women to be wearing. The Vatican completely outlawed them. In the United States, in many cases, you had beaches that would ban people, men and women, from wearing these tight, kind of, you know, very revealing underwear. But it wasn't until the 1950s that Hollywood stars such as Bridget Bardot, Rita Hayworth, Lana Turner, Elizabeth Taylor, they started to wear these bikinis, mostly because it got them a lot of attention, and then it kind of came into the mainstream.
比基尼的发明者是一位法国人，他的灵感实际上是这么来的，就是他在海滩上看到很多妇女穿着着两片式的泳衣，但她们实际上呢，把自己的泳衣往上卷起来，这样可以更好的晒到阳光。但是当他发明这款比基尼泳衣之后呢，在当时的西方社会也是引起了非常大的轰动，很多人都不能够接受这种很暴露的穿着方式。一直到1950年代，有很多好莱坞明星都开始穿着比基尼之后，比基尼才开始流行起来。
And of course, this is kind of where the notion of bikini tan comes from. Basically, where a woman or a man, because there are men's bikinis, just the bottom part really, you know, you can see that they have a tan line, a bikini tan line, where the bikini actually is.
Bikini tan line 呢，就是穿着比基尼泳衣是晒太阳，然后在皮肤上留下的这种痕迹。
Let's take a look at the different and many variations. We're only going to give you a small sampling, and certainly there are more, but here are some of the more interesting ones. And so a bandeaukini, sometimes also called a bandini, is any bikini bottom worn with a bandeau as the top. And so basically, it's a strapless top.
Bikini 或者 bandeaukini 是指泳衣的上身是由抹胸构成的那种样式的泳衣。
And a microkini, including a minikini or a mini-mini, is basically an extremely skimpy bikini. And so you take what the bikini already is, fairly revealing, and you make it even more revealing.
Microkini 呢就是用料非常非常节省的那种泳衣。We all know what the effects are like.
Exactly. And a monokini or a unikini or sometimes even a pneumokini is basically just the bottom part, the panties of the bikini itself, and really just refers to any type of topless swimsuit.
Monokini 就是没有上片，只有三角裤的这种泳衣。I don't know whether anyone can wear that.
No, you're not going to see this in China. But topless swim bathing happens quite often in Europe.
I see.
And then there is the skirtini, which is a bikini top and a small skirted bottom, right? So basically just gives you a bit more coverage on the bottom.
下半身是裙式的这种 bikini 叫 skirtini, yeah. This is quite commonly seen in China.
Yeah, very common. And then there is a string bikini, sometimes called a tie side. Basically, the bottom is basically which is held together by two pieces of string.
系绳式的那种 bikini 叫 string bikini。
And then, last but not least, for today, there is the tankini, which is a swimsuit combining a tank top, and then, of course, the bikini bottom.
Okay, tankini 呢就是上身的泳衣，是那种背心式的泳衣。That's a tankini. That's a lot of knowledge for one day.
Well, and there's so much more, and I, you know, I think that for me, I know nothing about women's fashion, but certainly I myself, in doing the research, learned more than I ever needed to know.
That's right. And that wraps up Roundtable's Word of the Week.